Star Wars 7x7, episode number 1813. Today, Celebration Anaheim 2020 tickets are going on sale at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. And here is your first preview for the programming that we will see at Celebration Anaheim. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode where we are going to talk about Celebration Anaheim. And the audio version of the show drops around 3 a.m. Eastern, and the video version drops around 8 a.m. Eastern. So whenever you're catching this, you know, if you're catching it right when it comes out or shortly thereafter, it should be in time to alert you to get over to StarWarsCelebration.com and get in the queue to get your tickets for Celebration Anaheim 2020. Join me in the online queue. And as far as the reason why you would attend, aside from it just being a wonderful celebration, is there really a better word, of Star Wars fandom and community, there's also a lot of wonderful events that are going to be happening, a lot of amazing panels and reveals and all that sort of thing. It's a four-day event this time around, which is the same as it was back in 2015, but as far as like what's going to actually be at Celebration Anaheim, well, we have some ideas based on projects that have already been announced, and so then it becomes a matter of, well, you know, how are they going to lay this out? So here is the first blush view of what the major events are going to be at Celebration Anaheim 2020. First off, let's talk about The Mandalorian, all right? And yes, The Mandalorian debuts on Disney Plus in November of 2019. Assuming all goes well with it, it would be a season two situation, right? That they would be producing a second season of The Mandalorian. I guess the question is, how far along could they get on production if they're not already going to be involved in production starting later this year? That would be rather exciting. That could be something that they just announce at Celebration Anaheim, but they might not necessarily have production going on it to the point where they could debut a new season in 2020. That might be pushing it. More than likely, as far as the Disney Plus side of things goes, the biggest announcement will be related to the Cassian Andor series. We don't yet know when that is going to debut on Disney Plus. We just know that it is going to be going into production starting in October of this year, is the date that I seem to recall. So it's more than enough time for them to get to a place where they can highlight it very significantly at Celebration Anaheim. And so I would say that that is probably going to be one of the featured panels either on Thursday or Friday. That would be August 27th or 28th. And Bob Iger has already talked about the possibility or hinted at the possibility that there are more Star Wars series coming for Disney Plus. And so that also could be a focus of major news announcements at Celebration Chicago. On the movie front, it's going to be a little weird because we won't have a Star Wars movie to look forward to for another 2 years, at least as far as we know, because we know that there is a December 2022 Star Wars movie on the calendar. We know that belongs to Benioff and Weiss, but when Celebration Anaheim comes around in August of 2020, that's still going to be a long ways off. So it would be maybe a little bit of a surprise to see anything very detailed about the new Benioff and Weiss movie, but I have to imagine that they would do something related to it at Celebration Anaheim. But the thing of it is that if you look at this from the perspective of, say, The Force Awakens, based on the timetable that they had for shooting and whatnot, it doesn't seem like the Benioff and Weiss movie would go into principal photography until early in 2021. And so having Celebration Anaheim in August of 2020, I don't think there's going to be a lot that they can necessarily reveal about the movie at that point. It seems like it would be rather difficult. It would be something on the order of the Future Filmmakers panel that they did at Celebration Anaheim in 2015, where they, you know, had a teaser reel that was really a teaser reel for Rogue One. I mean, it told nothing and used footage that had nothing to do with anything, basically. So, Like, it was kind of scary, just the environment that they showed there. But yeah, there's not going to be a heck of a lot to tell. But maybe what they can do is start revealing what the plans are for Star Wars movies going forward to, you know, a much greater degree, like give a big picture kind of idea, especially considering that Kathleen Kennedy and J.J. Abrams and others and Bob Iger himself have talked about the fact that they have been having active discussions about what the next phase of Star Wars is. And so maybe, just maybe, that is what the Thursday is for, is talking about the future of Star Wars. And then you give Friday to the Cassian Andor series. You give Saturday to Star Wars Resistance Season 3, which will continue to build the momentum that comes from the rise of Skywalker and from the time period that it finds itself in, because it's actually entered into sequel era time space with Season 2. So we'll see what happens there. And Sunday then becomes the, oh my gosh, is it really? Yeah, 40-year celebration for The Empire Strikes Back. And there are other projects in the works that are bound to get some attention. For example, whatever it is that Project Luminous is about that was hinted at on the final day of Celebration Chicago. And we know it's a publishing initiative. We know that there are at least 5 different writers attached to various projects within Project Luminous, but beyond that, we don't know, but I think we're going to be finding out something more about that either later this year or early next, and probably get some greater details at Celebration Anaheim, I would imagine, if it hasn't all debuted by then. Additionally, Vader Immortal Episode 2 has to come out at some point, and we don't have a release schedule for that yet, so hopefully we'll be hearing something about it by then as well. There is one aspect of the franchise, though, that I don't think we're going to get any major news announcements on, and I will share that one with you after the break. Stay tuned. Hey, Rebel Rouser. If you've got a business that needs to reach a dedicated audience of Star Wars fans, or you know somebody who does, then you might want to reach out to me. I've got a show that reaches thousands of people between the audio version, the video version, and our social media channels, and I'd love to find out how I can help you with your business ventures too. Just reach out at sw7x7.com/sponsors, that's plural, sponsors, that's sw7x7.com/sponsors, and let's see how we can work together. Welcome back. All right, so the one area that I don't think we're going to get any major announcements about at Celebration Anaheim in 2020 is in the video game space. And specifically, I'm thinking about Electronic Arts, about EA. So the cadence of releases that they've had have been on a 2-year cycle. So 2015 saw Battlefront, 2017 saw Battlefront 2, 2019 we have Jedi Fallen Order coming up. So 2020 seems like, you know, an off year in the middle. Their agreement goes through 2023. So I'm sure they are not entirely done with Star Wars gaming, but as to what it might be, I know that there had been talk about games being canceled at EA in favor of smaller projects that could be iterated faster, and so that does suggest the possibility of something new coming down the pike, but I think we would have heard about it at E3 just this past, earlier this month. So the fact that we haven't had any, you know, big announcements about video games coming down the pike, even if it is just, hey, you know, we're going to put a splash page somewhere on the EA site saying, oh, you've got something to look forward to a couple of years from now. Yeah, we didn't get any announcement like that. So I think it's rather unlikely that we're going to see a new game teased, trailered out, or anything like that at Celebration Anaheim 2020. But who knows? We could be in for a surprise somewhere, you never know. And there's always the mobile side of things. I don't think we're necessarily going to get another VR thing. Like I said, Vader Immortal, I think, is the big player in that, and that's where most of the focus is going to be, at least for the time being. But, you know, and we've got a lot to learn. So for now, just get your ticket to Celebration Anaheim and get ready. I know it's still over a year away, but you know, it's never too early to start getting at least a little bit hyped for it. And that is the sum and substance of today's episode of the show. Thank you so much for joining me for it. Good luck in queuing up for Celebration Anaheim. Hope you get the tickets that you're looking for. And as always, may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Podcast is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox. It is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other related Star Wars items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2019 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.